South Sudan's National Communications Authority instructed telecommunications companies to suspend Facebook and TikTok as of Wednesday night. Telecommunications companies such as MTN and Zain shared circulars informing users of the action. The country's media regulator says online posts escalated tensions across the country through the sharing of videos showing what appeared to be Sudan Armed Forces troops killing South Sudanese civilians after the army took control of Wad Madani in Sudan. Sisi Alam is not pleased with the government's decision.
First of all, it's going to affect me so much because these days we use the internet for communication, for business, for even official work. It's going to be a bit hard for me to connect with my family through the internet. It's actually very sad seeing such videos that are being posted online. If there was a filter, it would have been much better before publishing such kind of videos.
Lem Munjog, who lives in Malakal, says the government has cut itself off from information by shutting down TikTok and Facebook. He says the government should target individual social media accounts that spread hate speech and allow the free flow of information on social media.
If you live with them, you do not know them, who is against you, who is with you, then even you cannot know what to do. So it's better to leave the social media operating all the time in South Sudan, because it has become a source of getting information. And to get information is the best thing in this world. You cannot live in current modern world without information.
Boyn Lam disagrees. He argues South Sudanese do not make money from social media platforms and they are a distraction to the youth. He says the Facebook and TikTok shutdown will not affect him.
There is a different platform that you can communicate because the media is not only Facebook and TikTok. Even though they blog it, it's not like that is a big thing that they shut down. So you go to TikTok and then it is not helpful even, by the way. You can spend your full day, you are on TikTok. Facebook also is still a distraction for the youth if we are telling us the truth. It cannot be productive because you cannot learn something new rather than to get negative words there from Facebook. So if you really want to learn something, you can go to different platforms.
Under the order, Facebook and TikTok are suspended for a minimum of 30 days and a maximum of 90 days. The communications authority says it will revoke the order as soon as the tensions ease, adding that the order is aimed at public safety and the mental health of vulnerable people. After the videos of the killing circulated last week, violent protests broke out in Juba and other cities, with attacks on Sudanese citizens and businesses they own. At least 12 people died in the protest and shops were looted. The South Sudan government deployed forces to protect Sudanese traders, some of whom were attacked, and arrested hundreds of suspected looters. On Tuesday, about 600 suspected looters escaped detention, and police recaptured more than 400 of them. The Sudanese armed forces captured the town of Wad Madani from the paramilitary rapid support forces early this month. The RSF and the National Army have been fighting a bitter war for control of the country for nearly 2 years. The United Nations say the conflict has created the world's biggest displacement crisis, and thousands of Sudanese have fled to South Sudan, with many opening businesses in the country. For VOA News, I am Amer Ebram Kord, reporting from the Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal.